right here on AM 600.
I've never been there, but the brochure looks nice. Jump in that door. Lay back, enjoy the show.
Morning, Stephen Pickford here, along with Willem Backus in studio for another week of Travel World.
Another one of the 1919 equipment sales, anyway.
We're celebrating early the 80th anniversary of AM 600 today. And a good show today. We're going to be talking about New England once again, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the New Hampshire seacoast with Melanie Rethis in studio.
Manny Witt was very instrumental in the planning of this again.
Manny is Mr. New England.
Yes.
He is an unbelievable resource guy.
Truly the man who, if anything you need to know about New England, Manny Witt is the man to call. Information on all six of the New England states. Call the New England Tourism Center. Manny Witt will set you up with everything you need to know for a very successful trip.
He definitely lives in the
area. He lives, breathes, eats, sleeps, everything. Yeah. I mean, there's only six states in the union when it comes to Manny's life.
I think I saw a statue in Portsmouth with his name on it. Was I right?
Oh yes, I think.
The shrine Manny to Manny Witt. Yeah.
They're gonna have on the Avenue of the States at the Big E next year. They're gonna have the Manny Witt Museum. You know, the first business card Manny ever gave out.
And very deserving, we might add.
Oh yes, a great man and does a lot
and
for
Lisa's first knitting mill in Lowell, of course.
Yeah.
The company Knitwit.
You can always visit that. Some news over the wire today about the alliance between Northwest and Continental, which begins in mid-December. They'll be co-chairing on approximately 850 flights as sort of a prelude. I know Northwest wants to invest money in Continental. That's up before the Department of Transportation and the Department of Justice. But, Northwest is airline number 4, Continental airline number 5, so would make a good pairing. There's very little overlap between their routes. Northwest primarily from Montreal, heading westward for connections over Detroit and Minneapolis to the Midwest and the West, and Continental heading southwards to the southeast with their hub in Newark. Continental serving Montreal 4 times a day, and you can have your chance to try out the new Embraer Brasilia regional jet, see what all the fuss is about between the ERJ and the CRJ. They fly it into Montreal now, the only carrier
Stephen,
to fly in.
What is an Embraer?
Embraer is a Brazilian-built regional jet. And it's the whole trade controversy, Bombardier versus Embraer, who gets which subsidies.
There's a quiz on this in a few minutes.
And,
yes.
Well, you can read up about it in today's Gazette, in front page of the business section. People say, we've never seen an Embraer regional jet. Well, they now do come to Montreal. So some of the flights operated by Continental
Express. Are they escorted in by Canadair jets? No.
Yeah, they have to sort of watch themselves maybe when they're on the ground.
They send up their Canada Geese squadron.
Yes, and they they can go in and have a warm welcoming committee. The Continental Northwest alliance will mean that you can now fly Continental and get frequent flyer mileage within your Northwest World Perks account. A lot of people, aren't members of Continental's OnePass program. They might have been when OnePass was the Eastern program as well, and they wondered whatever happened to those miles, and they can't remember what account number they had or where to call for them. But
yeah, whatever happened to that?
Well, they still sat there, and I think if you ever could find a number and can get through 97 minutes of sitting on hold, you can find out whether your account is still active. But they don't have an 800 number at Continental to call for this. You have to call long distance to Houston, so it sort of discourages people to do it. So now you can fly Continental and get your mileage.
You call up and say, Houston, I got a problem.
You got a problem, yes, and in more ways than one. So you can fly Continental and get your mileage in your Northwest account, which will be a benefit.
One great airline is Air Montreal, wouldn't it be, Stephen?
Oh yes, well, Air Montreal is now flying to Gatineau, Quebec, so you don't have to fly to Ottawa and head over the bridge. That you can fly now direct to Gatineau, the gateway to the Outaouais. Other business centers in Quebec: Val-d'Or, Rouen, Quebec City, Bagotville, Mont-Joli, Bonaventure, Île-de-la-Madeleine. Air Montreal is consistently 50% less than other carriers. You call today, fly tomorrow. It's just-in-time travel. Leave from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free and no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, 631-2111. Or check, you can reserve now on their website, www.airmontreal.com.
And there's a little message for Chad from the lady. Roll the break.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Whoa, Bob, what's up?
Travis Farquhar Coffee Club. Buy six cups and your seventh is free.
You don't have to drink all six cups in one visit. I thought maybe you'd heard about the 99 Toyota RAV4 to be won.
No.
Have seven cups of coffee, drop your completed card in-store, and you could win a RAV4. Hey, that's my coffee.
Oh,
contest ends January 10th, 99. Must be 16 years or older to enter. RAV4 valued at approximately $26,000. To enter without purchase, see rules in-store. Provisoir Couche-Tard, the pleasure is all ours, at all hours.
Furniture, home appliances, and electronics, it's all under one roof for you. Style, quality, and of course, the best price for you. We have in the electronics department something for you for the holiday. An idea, maybe. 29 microwave ovens to choose from. There's one perfect for you, 0.5 to 1.7 cubic feet, starting at $99. That's unbelievable. The Samsung 0.9 cubic foot microwave oven with turntable, 900 watts, is on promotion this weekend, $179. And with this, you receive a free 30-piece plastic dinnerware set with the purchase of this microwave oven. It also has a 24-month guarantee. And of course, you buy now, you pay only November 1999 with no deposit, no payment, no interest, no hidden or extra charges. We also have in the electronics department 18 camcorder models to choose from. It's great for Christmas. Starts at $449. You've been promising to buy yourself one. Do it now while the promotion continues. Also, the Samsung 8mm camcorder, the 3-inch color monitor, is $599 for this weekend, 16x zoom. Drop by for details. We're at Bruy Martineau. Be here till 5 o'clock, 7272 Newman Boulevard in Ville LaSalle.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel du Four, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel du Four, 1390 Port Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Chips, batteries, shampoo.
Honey, where's the list for Jean Coutu?
On the table.
No, the Christmas list.
That is the Christmas list. We need all that too, you know. Jean Coutu has jumbo packs of Personnel disposable diapers for $9.99. And 400 milliliter bottles of Alberto Balsam shampoo or conditioner are 2 for 99 cents.
Well, that's terrific, but where's the inspiration, the joy to the world?
The more we save on the everyday stuff, the more we can spend on gear.
I like your thinking.
Just direct your feet. Ho, ho, ho. To the Jean Coutu side of the street.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
Coffee, tea, chemotherapy?
No, no thanks. Maybe later. Hi, I'm a smoker. And while most airlines are turning away my business, I'm glad there's a new alternative for people like me.
In the event your cigarettes go out, a plastic mask will drop down, dispensing exhaust fumes directly from our engines. Strap it around your face and inhale normally.
That's good. So listen, if you like to smoke and you gotta fly, go with the airline that's like an ashtray in the sky.
We put the tar in tarmac. We put our heart in your heart and hair. It's no joke when you're going up in smoke.
Call your local cardiologist for details.
Hi, this is Sandra Phillips from Smart Shopping Montreal. What do I do with all that money that I've saved? I like to go traveling. That's why I love Travel World with William Backus and Stephen Pickford, right here on AM 600 CITC.
Talk Radio 600, CIQC.
So far away, Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Melanie Reff is back on Travel World, our second segment.
Melanie.
Hands of Chad behind the console.
Melanie is back from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the New Hampshire seacoast.
Tell us all about it. That is a great getaway for Montrealers for the weekend. I mean, when we usually think of going to New England for the weekend, we're talking about Maine or Vermont or one of those sort of more predictable places. But Portsmouth is a really great hideaway. It's a great. Stephen, Melanie, over there.
You got to talk closer to the mic. You know better than that radio man and everything.
I do. I was just so distracted by Stephen squeaking next to me.
Yes, Stephen squeaking. Are you done squeaking now? Or would that be Willem squeaking Stephen's microphone?
Yeah, okay, where were we? I was divulging a secret. Montrealers to get away for the weekend.
Yeah.
Not Maine, not Vermont. Not that there's anything wrong with those, but
well, they're all part of New England.
Little known sort of getaway.
Yeah.
Now the easy way to do it is Air Canada. I mean, Air Canada is of course our national airlines, the ones we should support whenever we can. But in this case, it's really easy. There's five daily flights a day from Montreal right to Boston's Logan Airport.
Okay.
Takes about an hour. I mean, it's People Magazine front cover to back cover. You landed, you're finished. Logan Airport's a very user-friendly kind of place. You rent a car, you get somebody to pick you up, and you're driving about an hour and 15 minutes, actually, that's it, and you're right in the heart of Portsmouth, which is really like being in a Norman Rockwell painting. I don't know if you guys have ever been there, but there's no sidewalks on the street, clapboard houses. It's really kind of a sort of thick socks and Birkenstocks kind of place, you know, a lot of healthy hippies running around. But there's a lot. Yeah, you know
granola.
That scene. Yeah, you know that sort of granola scene.
What's that, Chad? Come on.
I have a comment.
Chad's wearing thick socks and Birkenstocks over there, and I just offended him, eh, Chad? It's just that it's cold here.
No, Chad is definitely not a granola cruncher.
He isn't. And
you guys
obviously aren't either with all the pizzas that come
Chad
into
Chad is
this
definitely
studio.
A carnivore, right? Likes his meat?
Sort of.
He likes his meat and potatoes. Well, you can get your meat and potatoes in Portsmouth, New Hampshire also.
It's a funny way to put it, eh, Jack?
It's a very picturesque community with a lot of historical attractions.
It dates back to like the 1700s. In fact, there's an area right, and they call it, the people who live there say, let's go downtown, and you get downtown, and it's not really what we in Montreal would refer to as downtown, but it's as downtown as Portsmouth, New Hampshire,
yes.
And there's an area there called the Strawberry Bank, which has buildings from the 1700s.
Ooh,
and it's really,
nice.
Really sort of real old world America. And it's, you know, there's everything from bagels to bistros and old world. So it's like a good mix of the both. Yeah, it's very charming. It's really nice. The Atlantic Ocean is right there. And for you shopaholic guys, Kittery, Maine is 1 mile away from Portsmouth.
Oh, yes, that's right, Kittery.
And it is loaded with 120 factory outlet shops, which, as you can imagine, are hopping during this month of December with Christmas season.
Yep, there's shopping time.
It's busy shopping. There's crowds. You know, you go from quiet Portsmouth over the bridge, and it's all of a sudden you're like in the middle of downtown Manhattan. You can't find a parking spot.
You're kidding.
So you shop your heart out in Kittery, and I just wanted to mention, you know, you get real hungry when you're shopping. You know what that
means? Yeah, yeah.
You know, you guys,
pizza,
when you're going
when
you're running through Jones, New York, and Polo outlets and stuff, you get real hungry. So I brought you guys back a little something because I stopped at a really nice restaurant called the Weather Vane, which I highly recommend for anybody who's in Kittery, Maine. Actually, they're all over the area. There's a lot of them, and it's a family sort of chain restaurant, but it's not a chain in a cheesy way. It's a sort of really nice ambiance. 600 seats in this place, if you can imagine.
You can certainly welcome a lot of bus tours.
600 seats and a lot of shopping bags, if you look around, because it's the place to eat when you're shopping at Kittery. And I can only suggest you guys like seafood, that's the place to eat it in Kittery, Maine. So I got your gift certificate, courtesy of Sue Paquette, who works at the Weather Vane. Wanted to thank her, actually, for suggesting we go there.
Well, that's wonderful, then.
Next time you guys are in Kittery shopping for Christmas, be sure to go in and have a plate of sea mussels.
I appreciate that.
Really, really
good. What about for landlubbers like me?
Landlubbers, well, you mean for eating. Well, there's always the big fat red steak, Willem. And I know how you love that kind of stuff, so you can
carnivore.
Get anything.
Carnivore.
They have everything on the menu there at the Weather Vane.
The Weather Vane, yeah. It's great, and there's a big parking lot, so once you're done shopping your head off, you can sort of plant yourself down in one of those booths. Real friendly waiters. You know, there's real friendly people in New England.
Yes.
Yeah,
everyone
New England
likes,
hospitality.
Yeah, New England hospitality, exactly. Everybody really likes it there, you know. And I wanted to say something else about Portsmouth, because you can only really shop for so long in Maine, and then of course you go back over the bridge and you're in a little bit more of a serene sort of environment. Portsmouth is really, I was just telling Stephen before we went on the air that the Boston Globe did a front page story on it this past weekend.
Oh?
And they're calling it Cambridge without the traffic. It's definitely the up and coming place to live in New Hampshire. And there's 25,000 people there, which makes it a very manageable sort of size. And as I said, it's a very walkable city. Plenty of B&Bs and hotels. But listen to this. As of a couple of days ago in Portsmouth, there were only 57 houses and 37 condos for sale.
That's it.
Can you imagine Montreal being so fortunate? That's it.
It
Everybody's
seems in Montreal that you see the word Alloy so often, you figure that's just the name of the guy who owns the place.
You
and he owns every building in the city.
Agent or something.
I know.
Can you imagine a place that has so little property to buy because everyone's going there? In fact, I think people are living there and working in Boston. You know, they're sort of
it's commuting distance.
Yeah. It's commuting distance. It's right, you know, on the highways are very well marked and the signs are always there. You can't get lost. And it's like, as I said, only about an hour and 15 minutes. So.
And you certainly enjoy a higher quality of life. You're right on the seashore. And,
right on the ocean. Really beautiful.
And
I mean,
you
sit in these restaurants and you hear the crash of the ocean. I mean, how good does it get?
Yeah. You know, you think you're a whole other world.
And of course, you know, they're really very Canadian friendly over there because it's so close to the beaches
in Maine.
Right.
Especially
Agunquit. So the whole area is very sort of Canadian sensibility. They won't look at your money and think you just put Monopoly money in your pocket. Like, they'll actually know it's real money.
They've seen Canadians before.
Yeah, and I think a few of them might even know a little sprinkling of French, actually. You know, especially in the summer.
That actually surprised me. They do.
Manchester, I mean, they still have a Franco-American society there and a library in Manchester.
I thought that was a spaghetti museum.
Speaking of museums, for all you guys who like microbreweries, downtown Portsmouth has a beautiful microbrewery that has tours and a little restaurant. So I quite suggest anyone down there nip into that. It's really close to the bagel place, which I liked, I must say.
We were trying to get the Barley Creek Brewing Company to send Chad a case or two for. We're not sure.
And how did that caper? Well, we're still waiting. The mail's
still
there.
Look at Chad. He's smiling already.
I appreciate it, but I don't drink
anymore. He's salivating for that.
Chad doesn't drink anymore?
I don't drink any less.
That's right. Very good.
He's off, is he? You know, if anyone's listening with a calendar in front of them and thinking Portsmouth may be a great weekend getaway, which it is, of course, the first two weekends in December, the Candlelight Stroll in the Strawberry Bank part of Portsmouth, which is really the, as I mentioned, the old historic district, and it's apparently a lot of fun. I obviously didn't go, but I hear it's a lot of fun. And also, the winter solstice in the Market Square downtown Portsmouth starts on December 5th, goes till the 31st. And as a lot of towns and cities in New England, they have first night for New Year's Eve. Something we don't have in Montreal, and we actually should. It's quite sort of, Toronto has it, but we just never seem to grab onto it. But they have one in downtown Portsmouth, obviously, December 31st. So a whole lot of weekends and stuff to do. As I said, Air Canada makes it a really painless, easy trip down there. Under $300, actually, round trip, which is great.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. And as I say, it's under an hour, so it's or just at an hour, basically. You can be on the plane at 4 in Montreal and be in downtown Portsmouth before 7 at night.
Seems to me you can also get down there via Air Subaru, right?
Yeah.
Air Subaru, I don't know about that. Actually, I would prefer Air Canada, but if you want to go Air Subaru, I'll meet you at Logan, Willem.
I'd probably beat you there.
You probably wouldn't, actually. And I wouldn't want to test it.
Test out Air Subaru.
Yeah,
well,
Steven on the runway with a stopwatch.
Well,
funny enough, you actually saw me passing one of those turboprops as I was...
Yes, we have to one day send two people, one by Air Subaru and one by Air Canada, and see who gets there first. It'll be a...
Air Chad would beat us both.
It would be an experience to remember.
Actually, Air Chad goes to a Western African country, I think. I think there really is an Air Chad.
There really is an Air Chad?
And we're going to have to get our Chad a sweatshirt from Air Chad the airline.
We're going to have to do that.
Steven, that's your homework for this week.
Show up and say, hi, I'm Chad.
I have work to do this week trying to find some of those know, sales memorabilia and pens and...
Airshad.
You know, a T-shirt and a notepad and whatever else we can get.
And if you ever heard of it, Air Melanie, I'll take all the outerwear you can find.
Air Melanie.
Yeah, Air Melanie. Doesn't that kind of roll? I mean, it works on a sweatshirt,
it works,
don't you think?
It works, yes.
But in the meantime, we all got to take Air Melanie. Air Canada.
The best ride of your life.
Right, I'm not going to go down that road.
I won't go down the road. No, neither will I. Chad, all this traveling may make you hungry, don't you think?
Actually, you know, it's just weird. Every time, every week around this time, I want pizza. And not just any pizza. Pizza the Nini pizza.
Then there's only one number to call, Stephen.
383-6000. 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Pizza Donini, real great pizza, and a whole lot more. Call now. It's 11:30 in Montreal. It'll be piping hot, oven fresh at your door by 12 noon. 30 minutes or less from Pizza Donini. 383-6000.
Chad, roll the break.
You guys are bad.
CICC Montreal.
Grab the family and drop by Bro et Martineau. I'm Lita Polson. We're broadcasting from 7272 Newman Boulevard in Ville LaSalle near the Carrefour en Grignon with the best products on the market at the best possible price for you, including the home appliance department, which has more than 11 freezer models to choose from 5 cubic feet to 20.7 cubic feet, starting at $199. As a matter of fact, the huge promotion this weekend is the general 5 cubic foot capacity chest freezer, adjustable temperature control for different size freezer loads, varying conditions, low energy consumption, safe for the environment, CFC free, at $199, savings of $100 right now. More than 22 washer models to choose from, starting at $399. The Gibson large capacity washer is exclusive to Bray Martineau. Drop by for and check it out for $399. It has 5 washing programs, 2 temperature selections, and don't forget, free service and delivery, and free delivery within 200 kilometers, and they haul away your old appliances free of charge. Bro et Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in Ville LaSalle.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor. 374-8181.
Chips, batteries, shampoo.
Honey, where's the list for Jean Coutu?
On the table.
No, the Christmas list.
That is the Christmas list. We need all that too, you know. Jean Coutu has jumbo packs of Personnel disposable diapers for $9.99. And 400 milliliter bottles of Alberto Balsam shampoo or conditioner are 2 for $0.99.
Well, that's terrific, but where's the inspiration, the joy to the world?
The more we save on the everyday stuff, the more we can spend on gear.
I like your thinking.
Just direct your feet. Ho, ho, ho. To the Jean Coutu side of the street.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
This is Sharon Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
CIQC. Yeah.
the heat.
That
I got
so much
the
fun
here.
Heat. It's like a disco.
Yeah, we'll call it Studio 600, the new disco.
Saturday morning disco
Saturday
in Montreal.
Morning.
Hey, that was actually a TV thing from Acapulco Heat, which was kind of like a combination of Mission Impossible and Baywatch, if you believe it.
And it's getting together. You all revved up over there, Will.
You're telling me. I love the beach. I've got this strange weakness for warm places like Hawaii.
Gee, that's unusual.
And kitsch places like the Poconos.
Yes, you love all those places.
No, definitely. But I'm taking a look at this picture of you and Chuck Norris on the beach here in Portsmouth.
I brought my pictures. Pictures are great on the radio.
Well, don't mean. I'll hold it up to the
mic
so you can
see better.
And they
say 1,000 words, you know?
Well, then there's about 6,000 words to hear. But either way, you look really happy at the beach.
Oh, do
I guess
will
you can join us. What's
the beach
John,
suits me, you know. The
what is Chuck
ocean?
Doing with his other hand
Chuck,
is what
well,
I want
to
know
call,
in this picture.
I mean, Chuck in his real life's name is John, and he's a teacher in Portsmouth, and he's a guide
he's
to
a
Portsmouth,
teacher.
New Hampshire.
What did he teach you?
And I recommend any of our listeners going down to Portsmouth, try to find this guy as a guide, because he's really great. He knows the area.
I'm taking a guided tour is a great way to get a good overview of
an
area.
Why
is
John
got
his arm around another guy
here? Especially with a guy that looks like Chuck Norris. I mean, how bad can it get, right?
Chad is pointing at me. And this is a guy.
Don't even think about it.
Willem, you got to give me those photos back. Willem loves me looking at me on the Atlantico. Now look at the other one of me in that weather vane restaurant.
Well, yeah.
Doesn't that look like a nice homey place to relax after
it really
you chop
does.
Your head off?
It's actually nice. It's very casual. You pop in there and
it's very Americana, you know.
Americana,
if you got any
yeah.
patriotism or feelings that you love America running through your blood, that'd be the place to eat
that
clams.
That would be definitely the way. Yeah. It also looks like you got this hot sauce. It's kind of like jumping the volcano to cool off hot sauce.
Yeah, it was kind of piquant, as they would say here. I quite recommend
kind
it.
Of piquant?
Yes, exactly. Kind of spicy. Kind of spicy.
It has that bite to it. That,
that bite.
Now, we're talking about the hot sauce, not the guide here, right?
How would you know about that, eh?
Well, he's a really knowledgeable kind of guy, and yes, he is a teacher, and they're lucky students to have him, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I would switch academy to that. Well, I guess I got to go tit for tat. And this is a picture of us, of course, in the Poconos.
Welcome to Travel World's home movies.
Yeah,
we have
movies.
A video here, and we're just watching it.
Yeah.
Invite everyone
this
in
is a picture
watch it.
Of me trying to get into the champagne glass jacuzzi
yeah,
hanging off the side.
Describing last
Most people
week
do
how to
stairs.
Get into the champagne glass jacuzzi, because, you know, look at all the brochures.
Who would want to get into a champagne glass jacuzzi? That'd be
who would not want to get into a champagne glass jacuzzi?
I think the better question is who would want to get out of the champagne
good,
glass
yeah,
jacuzzi?
Good point.
But, you know, you look at all the brochures, and you never see how to get in it. The pictures and the angle of the shot never shows you that there's actually a winding staircase behind, because these are in two-level suites, and the bedroom is above the living room.
Now, you actually climbed up into this large wine glass-looking structure.
No, I took the stairs around.
There's
around
a winding staircase.
Down into it.
On the ground floor of the room is the sitting area. There's a living room, and then you walk in up a couple of stairs into a heart-shaped tub, and you have a sauna and a massage table, but then
Chad
winding
table.
Staircase, and you enter.
This is in your room in the Poconos?
In the room.
Towers,
take a look. Here's the picture right here. And that heart-shaped swimming pool?
That's in a room, too.
Every
Roman
time I see that swimming pool, I think of country music.
If you figure something's going to ruin the shape
and wrestling.
Of...
Now, what about the mirrors on the ceilings? Do we have mirrors on the ceilings in the Poconos, or is that just some kind of urban legend?
No,
we
no,
all
there's
like
mirrors
believe.
On the ceilings.
Mirrors
there's
on
the
ceilings,
a little
sort of a
celestial pattern and everything
pattern,
like that.
Pattern, you can turn up or down the lights to make it sort of a simulated starlight.
Stephen was wondering whether they were actually simulating the actual constellation. I said, I think they on purpose made there no pattern to it, because you'd probably get one wise guy like Stephen walk up to it and say, hey, how come the third star, you know, and Orion isn't working or something like that?
Stephen, you would do that, too.
Yes, just
such
close attention to detail.
Stephen would call the front desk and say, why is Orion's belt or whatever that called a little off kilter? And
have the guys come in from engineering
and
take down all of the ceiling tiles and rewire the property. They'd be without power for 3 weeks because the guy cut the wrong wire.
Well,
yeah.
Now, isn't that
I would definitely be taking advantage of the darkness, however.
Well, that road we don't want to go down either, do we?
It is a different room, I must admit, yes.
It's a different room and a different
room.
Road.
I'm smiling again.
Yes, the dark room, and I don't think you were developing photographs.
Now, isn't that great with these weekend getaways? Because we all take these great pictures, and we come back, and we bore our friends to tears. We put them on the radio, no less.
I can see you crying already.
But we have wonderful pictures. My pictures are really special, eh, Willem? You got to admit it.
They are, and I don't know where you get them developed. Get that white border around
those
them.
Those are memories, and that's what weekend getaways really are for, because you go away sometimes for a longer trip, and it starts all blur into one. But making one trip, 2-3 days, it rejuvenates you, and you go to a place close at home, like Portsmouth, and it's off-season down there in New England now, so a lot of the hotels will really welcome you with some good off-season rates.
A lot of B&Bs, a lot of really nice B&Bs that are very, very reasonably priced. You can get all of that information through the New Hampshire.
A B&B, the bed and breakfast hotel. We speak travelese, right? But
yeah, they've upgraded amenities, yes.
Sometimes I get lost with all these B&Bs and NVDs and DVDs and what all these...
Well, what are the B&B offers in FIT, yes.
Well, I think B&Bs, most of us know.
Most of us know bed and breakfast for all of us.
A term that has come into very common...
And New England, in fact, is very, I think, very known for their B&Bs. They're all over Vermont.
Especially the Black Locust Inn.
Which is in what state?
Waterbury, Vermont. Any man with a golden retriever is automatically a friend of mine. That's just the way that all started.
If you're passing down on the 89, you pull off at Waterbury, you can actually spend one night in Waterbury with Len Vignola and then head down to Portsmouth afterwards.
Yeah, I don't imagine you're going to be climbing into any champagne glass jacuzzis in the B&Bs in New England, but that's all the trade-off. They have the Atlantic Ocean as a backdrop.
And you have the personal attention of the owner and that New England hospitality that we talked about where, you know, a small business and somebody is welcoming you to their community and giving you the suggestions for places to dine and sights to see.
It's just a good way to get a feel for a place. And like, as you said, Stephen, if you're only down for a long weekend, you really sort of want to absorb as much of it as you can. And in many cases, you often go back because you have a good feel the first time. I'll certainly go back to Portsmouth.
A lot of people will try out a place, let's say, for a weekend getaway, and then they say, I love it, and they'll go back another weekend, or they'll make it into an extended stay, let's say, in the summertime.
Yeah, because it becomes familiar.
Because they introduce themselves to the New Hampshire seacoast in Portsmouth, and in the summertime, you go back and visit Portsmouth and the communities... along the whole New Hampshire coastline, there's 40 miles of coastline from the New Massachusetts border up to the state of Maine.
It's one of the reasons why I like, taking the car down through New England as well as also through upstate New York, because there are all these different routes, which we've never seen before. They're quite picturesque. When we went down to the Poconos, we went down Highway 81, and that was via Gananoque, of all places. I never considered going across the bridge there, but you go there, and it was one of the most picturesque drives. Tons of stuff everywhere. Same thing as in through New England. Going down through Vermont, you can go down the 89 as well, but you stop the different places, which is what we like doing when we go down there.
There's plenty of them to stop at everywhere.
Every exit, there are discoveries to be made.
And, of course, New Hampshire has the huge, big liquor stores on every street corner with no... There's no taxes in New Hampshire.
The huge, big liquor stores?
Yeah, they're like little sort of... there's no taxes in New Hampshire.
The huge, big liquor stores?
Yeah, they're like little sort of supermarkets
like
for liquor. And there's no taxes, and it's pretty darn cheap in there, even with the Canadian dollar difference. So
they have them along the major routes, along the highways. You have a rest area, and also adjacent to the rest area, fill up on liquor,
The highway drive-through liquor store?
Yes, they have them.
The little window in the back where you can pick up your 40-ounce or a vodka and you don't even have to get out of the car. No, I'm just kidding. What's really nice, though, about a lot of these quaint New England towns like Portsmouth is that you can get a New York Times there if you want. You can get a London Times. Yeah, I mean, they have the sort of best of the city for those urbanites that moved there and like it. And then they also have the sort of herbal goat cheese soap kind of thing happening. So it
Cheese soap?
Yeah, you know how they make soap and cheese from goats and I don't know what. I'm a city girl.
I didn't know that they made soap out of goat cheese.
Of course they do, and it's wonderful soap. See, I should have brought you that back, Willem.
They didn't make soap out of soap grilled cheese?
No, goat, small farm animal.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you said goat.
Oh, goat, yes.
Oh, you know that joke,
yeah? I do, and this is Morning Family Radio.
Which we cannot repeat
Not ghost
here.
Cheese.
No.
But what you refer to as the downtown area of Portsmouth would have a lot of these sort of very... family-owned businesses, boutiques, unique merchandise to look at.
There's a lot of them. There's some very fun secondhand clothing stores that I saw downtown Portsmouth with some really interesting... If you know what you're looking for, you'd probably find some good stuff. There's a couple of hippie clothing stores with the incense in there, that kind of thing. There's a Gap. There's a great, big, beautiful Gap, which I loved. There's a lot of handicrafts. Of course, New England is very well known for their artisans and craftspeople, and there's some beautiful jewelry craft stores and old bookstores and health food stores, and you can walk for hours down there. A lot of good cafes, really a lot of good cafes with fun things to eat and good things to eat. So it's a lot of stuff to do down there.
We have a special guest on the line. One of my favorite people ever to grace Travel World is on the line right now. We got Sandra Phillips, the smart shopping expert. Sandra, how you doing?
Oh, quite good, quite good.
Thanks. Well, thanks for calling. Welcome to Travel World. What can you...
Oh, I just wanted to follow up on something I was talking about last week, which was Japan, because I wanted to tell everyone about a couple of great ways to tour Japan. One really buy of the week, and then two other places that really do reasonable tours, because I didn't really get into that. And people can kind of do it on their own or take an inexpensive tour. So,
okay.
So the first one is walking tours of Japan, where you can, instead of, you know, dragging around from city to city and doing it the touristy way, you can do walk. There's a company out of California that does a walking tour of rural northern Japan, an art tour, one of Kyoto, or a walking and rail tour. And they're not expensive. We're talking in U.S. dollars for your airfare, all your touring, and breakfast and dinners, around $3,000 U.S. for 2 weeks. To me, that's a deal for Japan.
For Japan, it is,
oh,
yes.
Yeah, when you start considering that, you know, airfare alone normally is around the $1,400, $1,500.
Exactly, range. Exactly. So this is quite the way to do it. And you're doing it with someone that knows the country intimately and is going to get you into, you know, kind of all the back doors that other people like. You know, you'll get into a tea master's house, or you'll go into an Indigo Dyer's studio, and they get you into places you would not go to on your regular package tours.
We hope not too intimately.
Well, as intimately as you want. And you get to sleep, you know, Japanese style on the futons on the floor, which, believe it or not, are very comfortable.
Yes, except in the morning I got to wake up going, oh, futon.
No, it's easy because you just roll onto the floor. You don't have to take that big giant step off your bed.
But you might need a pulley to get yourself up off the ground.
You guys are in very good shape.
Yes, exactly.
We are.
That's
we
what
really
happens,
yeah,
when you go to Bunkai Karate Do with Sensei Ron.
Listen, we're going to have to take a quick break. We're going to come back after that.
Two more things and one real good deal.
Okay.
Well, stay on the line.
Stay on the line,
we'll
and we'll get it
break.
After the break. Chad, roll it.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on rocking me, baby. CIQC Montreal.
One. How you doing? I'm Lita Polson, broadcasting from Bowie Matsuno this weekend. 7272 Newman Boulevard in Villasalle. Feeling like shopping? This is the place to drop by. We do have gift ideas for you. We have ideas for your home. So you bring the whole family. There's something for everyone here. And we are where you buy now, pay only November 1999. No deposit, no payment, no interest, no hidden or extra charges. And always free delivery within 200 kilometers, even on Sundays. And it's done by the experts. Today we're open till 5 o'clock. Tomorrow 11 till 5. And we have in the electronics department the 52-inch projection, stereo color TV, digital surround sound, 1,000-line horizontal resolution at the incredible price this weekend, $2,499. Plus, with this projection TV, you get a free 4-head stereo hi-fi VCR valued at $279, and that's free for the purchase of this TV. Drop by for all the details. That comes with a 36-month guarantee. And we're at Bowie Matsuno. We hope to see you very soon. 7272 Newman Boulevard in Villasalle.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
You don't have to own a Stetson to love the big, bold taste of Harvey's Texas. Harvey's most wanted hamburger is back for a limited time. It's the char-broiled Harvey's hamburger, topped with a smoky barbecue sauce and smothered in sautéed onions. For a taste as big as Texas, Harvey's Texas, just $1.99. Better hurry. At that price, it could start a stampede.
Harvey's makes your hamburger a beautiful thing.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Carol Hamilton from Annapolis, Maryland. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Fixford on CIQC Talk Radio 600.
Everybody's going off the deep end. It's our usual segment three, segment four song here on
right,
Travel World.
Back to the top of the hour and the closure of another week of fun discovery and places near and far.
I just don't know. I know we travel quickly and we travel fast, Stephen. I just don't understand how we got so quickly from Portsmouth to Japan. Sandra, we're going to finish off the topic in a minute. Let's finish off Portsmouth and then we'll talk a little bit more about Japan, finishing that off. Tell us a bit more about Portsmouth, Melanie.
As we were saying during the break, Portsmouth is really, all of New England for that matter, during the Christmas season, it's a perfect getaway. It's a really, really, not that expensive place to go just for a couple of days. And as I mentioned, there's all kinds of fun stuff happening in Portsmouth pretty well every weekend during December.
Yes.
It's not crowded. I understand from my tour guide, John, the Chuck Norris lookalike guy, that I suggest everyone try to get if they need a tour guide.
Just ask for the John and they'll point you in the right direction.
Just stand downtown Portsmouth and ask for the John, exactly. he was telling me that the crowds in the summer, as many of us know who go down to that part of New England in the summer, are really, really heavy. But now it's quiet, so this is really the time to go. Everything, of course, is open. There's all kinds of great clubs at night. There's a great restaurant called the Stockpot, which is downtown Portsmouth, which has really good fresh seafood. I mean, you can practically taste the sand and the sea in there.
You can taste the sand in that stuff.
I shouldn't say you can taste the sand because that's not so great for the restaurant.
My sister makes seafood.
It's just got that wonderfully, Atlantic Ocean-ish taste that we all don't get here in Montreal. So it's a real treat. And the stuff's cheap. I mean, fresh seafood's pretty inexpensive down there.
You don't have the transportation charges. And, of course, at this time of year, the decorations, the lights, the
Christmas in New England.
Colonial architecture, I mean, that really
And what a great place to buy gifts, too.
Yeah.
I mean, between the Factory Outlet Mall in Maine, which we've talked about, and all the individual artisans that are in downtown Portsmouth, you're bound to find something for everybody.
And it's worthwhile. Let me ask you one other question, Melanie. With the plane and the car rental and all that razzmatazz, how long did it take you from Montreal to get out there?
I left my house in Montreal at about 2:45 on Friday to make the 4:10 flight to Boston.
Uh-huh.
I had more than enough time because there's no traffic on the road here at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Landed exactly on time, about maybe, I think it's 19 minutes after 5.
Yeah.
And I was in where I was staying in Portsmouth about 6:45. So it's really like 4 hours.
About
four hours.
If you had hopped in Air Subaru, you could have been there maybe about
an
hour
later. Again with the Air Subaru.
Yep.
Well, yeah, because I fly low. I have a Subaru Legacy GT.
Well,
it's
if you want more reliable travel, I suggest you call Air Canada. And Air Canada start to finish, 4 or 5 hours.
Well, either way, just to point out the fact that New England is not so out of reach. You may think you want to fly there, and I appreciate the fact that you can fly with Air Canada, and it's reasonably in reach and all that razzmatazz.
You can drive,
too. You can go there, too, and it's not that far off, because we often go out for ourselves to Hampton Beach when we go there.
Yeah, it's about 5.5 hours in the car to Portsmouth from Montreal. So.
Now, speaking of build your word power, you're using this word segue. It sounds to me like a supermarket or something like that.
That was
but
my word, segue.
Yes, segue. Apparently some kind of a bridge between two totally unrelated topics. Like the times we used to do these travel programs at the beginning with Stephen would do, I don't know, Vancouver and Hong Kong.
Well, there's a great connection between those two destinations.
No, but there's nothing like Portsmouth and Japan. So
well,
that's
now
why
we've
we
got it, and that'll be the eternal inside joke.
Of course, the number again for Manny Witt, 731 4898, New England Tourism Center, and they can put you in touch with all the information you need to plan those winter weekend getaways in New England.
Now, what that entire Japan thing was all about, a couple weeks ago, we had Sandra Phillips in here talking about her trip to Japan, and she had a few details to finish
right,
up.
Update.
Right. So, well, originally, before the break, I was talking about the walking tours, but I left everyone hanging because they never gave them the phone number, so they're probably walking to Japan from their homes right now. The phone number for the walking tours in the L.A. area is 310-829-6060, and those are the ones that cost around $3,000, 2 weeks airfare, two meals, your board, and great touring. But you were talking about weekend getaways, so here's a segue.
Again with the segue.
Build your work power, eh?
Yeah, the ultimate weekend getaway. You can go to Japan for the weekend. How would you like that? Continental Airlines.
It'd kill you.
Depends where you live.
Oh, man.
Well, you can afford it because from Newark, Continental has a special on four different dates.
Uh-huh.
And you can go to Japan, U.S. dollars, $645. We're talking airfare. We're talking hotels and a couple of meals thrown in.
Would you actually need a hotel? I mean, you'd land in the airport, have to hop on the other one back, wouldn't it?
Yeah, how many nights are you away?
Excuse me?
How many nights is this package
They
for?
Give you two nights at an excellent hotel in the Kyoto Plaza in Tokyo, and then one night in a hot springs hotel.
Oh, hot springs. You like hot springs.
Right. So that'll just, you know, relax you for your trip back. This is Continental Airlines and Japan Travel Bureau out of New York. The phone number to call now, you just have to remember, if you're leaving from Montreal, you have to have a connection to Newark, and that price is $645 to $695. It's only on four dates. November 30th, which is a little tight, unless you really like fast getaways. December 14th, January 18th, and February 15th. So you can plan a little ahead if you can fit into those dates. But I said you still have to get to Newark and your space available continental to Newark from Montreal.
Stephen, isn't that a little like the trip we wanted to send our radio engineer on to Hawaii?
Oh, yes.
There was a radio engineer here at CIQC who was not cooperating because he was upset he didn't get invited on the trip. And he says, you need an operator to run the buttons in the console. I said, well, what's wrong with Chad? Chad's an excellent operator. And he says, no, none of these people will do it. It has to be me or this other guy who's never in the shop anyway. So we figured, okay, you want it that way. We will fly you in Friday night. You will get there barely on time to actually run the show. And actually, after the show, you'll have 1 hour to get back on the plane back home.
Sounds like punishment.
Yes.
Yeah.
That ought to teach him
a lesson.
Yeah. Did it work?
No, he never actually bid on that. We got a radio engineer from Hawaii to help us out. A gentleman named Ray Baca, who, in fact, will be coming visiting Montreal.
He's come in the wintertime to ski at Mont Tremblant, and we'll have him here in the studio. He actually knew where the Metro Media Broadcasting Center was. He had done some consulting work for Sequoia at one point in time. So the one person we could find in Hawaii that knew where the building was in Verdun. You know, we seem to just attract these people. But Continental Airlines flies, as we mentioned, four times a day out of Montreal and connects to those flights.
That's okay. I just wanted to give the phone number in case they want to call the JTB office in New York.
Right. Okay.
It's 212-698-4900.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After the November 30th date, if you want to go on the other three, you can actually call the JTB office in Toronto at 1-800-268-5942.
Perfect.
And they can handle, because the other one is just too quick. It's really run out of it's a New York deal.
Right.
But they'll try and help you up here as well.
Great.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Sandra.
Thanks.
We're going to move over to Sharon Delaney, who
we have one minute left.
So, Sharon, welcome to Travel World. How are you doing?
Doing well this morning. Doing well. You guys were in Hawaii, but I'm in Central Florida, which is also a beautiful paradise.
Mm-hmm.
So when you all can come down, that would be great. I just went to Animal Kingdom, Disney's newest adventure. It's wonderful. So if anyone's coming down during the winter time, it's great.
Uh-huh.
Well, we do plan to be down. We're doing a show in January live from Miami, and then March from Jupiter Expo Spring Training. So,
which is also a fabulous place.
We'll be doing a two.
That is Jupiter is home to Burt Reynolds.
Uh-huh. Burt Reynolds. Well, we thought he was from Mars, actually, but then...
or Neptune.
That's one way to put it. So how are you enjoying it down there? You moved over from, of course, hurricane country. And
That's right. But this also is prone to hurricanes, too, even though we're in the middle of the state. The the state is not that wide, so when hurricanes come, they do affect Orlando, but not as much as the coast.
That is true. We always thought it was funny that the two most powerful hurricanes were Mitch and Andy, but that's beside the point.
Or a typhoon, and how do we call a typhoon?
At any rate, thanks for joining us. We look forward to your reports now and then of your little hidden places down in the Orlando area.
Yes.
As we need to close down the show, of course. It's been a week. It's great fun here in Montreal and outside of town. It's been a great hour on the air, Steve.
Yes, a lot of fun this week. And next week, we'll actually be talking about how to get down to Florida if you're driving, taking the I-75, which is an interesting route via Ontario and then down through the central part of the United States. Dave Hunter, one of our fellow members of the Travel Media Association of Canada, has written a book about traveling down the I-75, those interesting places to pull off, the exit ramps, and visit hidden sites. Makes your drive a little more fun. Next Saturday, Dave Hunter will be joining us, and as well, Jerry Wagschill, who just got married last week at the media wedding of the year here in Montreal. From CTV's W5, he'll be talking about some weekend getaways as well in the winter season to Ottawa. So that's next week on Travel World 11 to noon.
I'm Willem Bagus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Melanie Reffis.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, and join us again next week on Travel World. Chad.